A recent spike in car thefts has Salt Lake City police saying to residents, don't give your cars away. They say many of the thefts could have easily been prevented. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
It's 8 a.m. and nearly freezing outside as you rush to start the car. You go back inside to herd the kids and grab the rest of your belongings. When you return, your car is gone. It might be hard to believe, but more than 60 people in Salt Lake City have fallen victim to such thefts in the last 2 months. Despite police efforts to warn residents about leaving cars alone with the keys in the ignition.
We're going the wrong direction.
Salt Lake City Police Detective Greg Wilking says if residents want to warm up their cars before heading out, they should stay with their vehicles.
We're finding most of these are joyride situations, which is crime of opportunity, a car left running, they jump in it, they use it as a mode of transportation from point A to point B. So we are recovering a lot of them, but it's a major inconvenience and it's a major drain on our resources.
Just this past Monday, 6 cars were stolen in Salt Lake City. Each car had a key already inside. 4 of the 6 cars were warming up. The majority of so-called warm-ups are being stolen on the city's west side, where Wilking says there is more foot traffic. He says the department is working with the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office to better monitor repeat offenders. Whitney Evans, KUER News.